Since moving to New Orleans in 2008, photographer Charles Lovell's adopted city has figured prominently in his work, including multiple exhibitions focusing on our second-line culture. But before New Orleans, there was another, even older, port city that provided Lovell with inspiration and material. And beginning on Saturday, December 14th, you can see his photographs from that city in the exhibition Venice, Two Perspectives, Lovell and Skyber, at the second-story gallery at the New Orleans Healing Center. And we're fortunate enough to have Mr. Lovell with us today. Welcome, Charles.
Thank you.
When people think of Venice, certain images pop into their mind, but tell us about your photos and what they capture.
Well, when I went to Venice as an artist in residence at the Emily Harvey Foundation, I didn't know exactly what to expect, but I wandered the city, and there are seven distinct neighborhoods or sestieri in Venice, which I wandered around with a digital camera that belonged to my wife, and I took thousands of photographs, not knowing. They were somewhat like sketches because I had my normal still cameras with me and I had never used a digital camera before. I ended up spending hours trekking through the city, wandering all the streets and photographing things from architecture to graffiti to street art to just the things that you see in the back streets of the city.
You know, there are some obvious comparisons between Venice and New Orleans. Maybe talk about some of those and then maybe some of the less obvious ones.
Well, I mean, they're both, you know, a tourist-oriented city. They're both plagued by water as both have the situation where flooding has happened. Recently in Venice, they had a 50-year flood, which 85% of the city flooded. So it's almost akin to Katrina in New Orleans. And they call it the Agua Alta or high water in Venice. But in both cities, the architecture is amazing. They're both very art-centric cities where they have the Venice Biennale, this international art exhibition, every 2 years. And we have Prospect New Orleans every 3 years, which is our art triennial, which is a world-class exhibition. So there's just so many similarities between the two cities.
A little earlier, we were talking, and you said you noticed some Venetian masks in some of our second lines. Tell us about that.
Well, I now have been photographing the second lines for over 10 years, and I go every Sunday to photograph. But in the first time I saw that was about 3 years ago with the Chosen Few, one of the second line groups, that they had Venetian Murano glasses stitched onto their costumes. And I've seen it since then. This last year, another example, which I have photographs of. So it's something where there's a definite cross influence between the two cities.
And we'd be remiss if we didn't talk a little bit about the other photographer sharing the exhibit. Her name is Birdie Skyber.
Yes, and she's an artist, and she works in photography, but she works in painting, she works in video, she works in different kinds of sculptural work. So she is a really versatile artist who showed all over Europe. She showed at the Getty Museum in Malibu and in Miami, but she's a really virtuoso artist who does these large photo murals in this exhibition for Photo NOLA and a book that is made of photographic images and a video.
That was Charles Lovell talking about his upcoming photography exhibit, Venice, Two Perspectives, Lovell and Skyber, opening at the Second Story Gallery at the New Orleans Healing Center. The exhibit runs through January 4th. Thanks for coming in, Charles.
Thank you.
In New Orleans, I'm Brian Friedman.